The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, and off we go. A holiday show. More or less a holiday show.
Why? What holiday?
Well, it's Friday. And do you have?
When he says holiday show, it means he's quit for the day.
Well, that is pretty much it.
What are you quitting for? There's a new tote board number. I mean, this is like we're doing a telethon where every day we come back and let's check Deshaun's number now. And what are we up to? Nine. Or they say nine's coming, or is Tony?
Tony says there's nine now,
but only three have been filed.
Yeah, and I don't know. You see.
He said he's filed seven now.
He's filed seven, but we
have pro football.
We've still only seen three, though.
Well, he's going to have a presser today, so we'll get more information.
See, he shouldn't do it on a Friday. I thought Tony was better than this. And, oh, by the way, he's putting off four at the same time. Bad move. Just do them one day at a time. And, by the way, the news cycle goes Monday through Thursday. Friday, everybody forgets about
Friday
it.
No, Friday and early Friday is okay.
I guess so.
You don't want to do it after.
You don't want to do 4 o'clock. That's when the Texans fire Brian Gaines.
No.
Yeah, no.
That's true.
I think it's 1:30 our time the presser is going to be.
1:30 our time?
I believe so.
Holy crap. But don't do four at once, Tony Busby. You're doing a really good job of really destroying all of Deshaun's hopes and dreams. Can you imagine?
2:30. It'll be 2:30 today.
2:30 today. That's a little late in the day on a Friday. People are already gone
it's
home.
Before.
Listen, have you guys been out at 2:30 on a Friday? The roadways are packed. Nobody works at 2:30 anymore on a Friday.
Well, Tony's got some issues because he wants to stay in the news cycle, but you got the tournament games coming up this weekend.
That's true.
So he's trying to fit it in. I wonder if he's looked, okay, the first block of games is over. The second block is about to begin. I'll fit it in right here.
He's figured out how to handle this to maximize the damage.
Well, and that's right. And he doesn't need to work. Now, Monday, you don't do it because there's all kinds of tournament games. You get number four in on Tuesday. Then you get five in on Wednesday.
Well,
there's no hurry.
We're getting text, apparently, too. Text and a presser.
We got text. Deshaun text?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is where it's going to turn on Deshaun, I think.
What do you mean? Well, turn on Deshaun.
I think there's lots of. You got to read Twitter. I'll just send you the Chronicles article and go read all the comments under Twitter.
Well,
it's 85% in favor of Deshaun, and that this is a lie and the Texans are setting him up and the timing is suspicious.
That's so stupid.
No, I swear to God.
The Texans have set him up is so stupid.
Yeah, I know, but I think you are underestimating how many people are still on Deshaun's side regardless. I'm not on a side. I want to see what happens here because I don't know. I mean, I have my own opinion of what I bet will happen.
That's all fine and good. Happen. He can have the court of public opinion on his side. The NFL's already investigating this thing.
Right.
And when it comes to a civil trial and everything that's going to come out, listen, he is damaged goods. How many calls do you think they're getting right now for Deshaun?
Well, you can't. Well, it's on hold for sure. They can't get a call.
They can't.
He has legal issues. You
no,
can't.
No, exactly. That's issues. Exactly right. He went from, how many NFL, where's Deshaun going to go? How many NFL teams will be, where is the best fit for Deshaun? Which NFL teams want?
No, that's over. Right?
And you know what? That's over.
For now, it has to be.
You know.
You're going to play into a narrative.
Well, first of all, everybody is, the Bears already got their guy, okay? The Bears got their guy. The Bills signed their backup guy, so they're set. They got teams that would give him anything. And oh, by the way, the Texans didn't want three first rounders and two starters. They weren't answering any calls from anybody, let alone now.
Okay,
because teams aren't giving up what they were giving up before.
Here's something. No, the leverage is gone. This is not for people who this conspiracy theory. There's two or three that are out there now. And only one of them, you say, this is the only one where you can make a viable argument. One conspiracy theory is you want to make Deshaun look so bad that he has to stay here and play here because no one else wants him. Mm. First of all, there's always going to be teams who want him. I mean, it's a joke. It's look how many
games
have
price?
Gone on.
At what price?
Why
would you devalue your own asset?
That's just it. That's why that one doesn't make sense.
Right.
That one doesn't make sense because you say, well, he's just going to want to play. Well, okay, they're going to try to make him look as bad as possible because Tony Busby lives in River Oaks and so does Cal McNair. Well, people who live in Houston know that's kind of ridiculous. You could, your quote unquote neighbors. Well, if you live in River Oaks, you're neighbors, but that doesn't mean you're a neighbor. Like you're friendly. Number two, but sticking to that one. If you were publicly shamed Deshaun, and then you want him to be the face of your franchise, that and then he's going to be upset the whole time, and not that makes no sense.
None. There's no sense in the
making
Texans.
Him look bad, and then it devalues your ability to trade. If you had made if the Texans looked at this differently and had done a trade a month ago and said, "Yeah, Deshaun, well, where do you want to go? We'll work with that team, and we'll take it." They wouldn't be dealing with any of this.
Oh, you know what? They'd be in a great spot.
And I wonder if the Busby stuff would come out. I think it would still probably come out. I don't think it has anything to do with anything.
Listen, Tony Busby had where Deshaun is in the trade market and traded or not traded has absolutely nothing to do with Tony Busby.
You're right. So it would have they would have already had their assets, and then people would have said here's what they would have said.
That Texans knew.
Texans leaked this. Because then you would have said, Texans knew. That's what the conspiracy would have been. As soon as they got rid of him, now the Texans are
what?
Behind
leaked
this.
What?
That would have been the conspiracy
what?
Theory.
Leaked what? That they
leaked? They set it up with Tony?
They're using Tony Busby, the puppet? What are you talking about, leaked?
To make him look bad, because this is the one right now. Oh, Deshaun won't take your phone calls, and he won't do anything, and so now you're going to make him look bad.
How are they with? Okay, so wait a minute. So did they set
don't
up the?
Don't argue with conspiracy
listen to
theories.
Me. Did they set up the Instagram models? Did they set up the plane flights? Did they take Deshaun's text and start sexting these girls? Did they buy Tony Busby to make sure and get all, round up all of these girls and set them up with Tony Busby? Where in the hell? What the hell
don't
are people thinking?
Me. You're arguing with conspiracy theory people. Good luck with that because that never goes
well. Okay.
You can't argue
people are
with conspiracy
stupid,
theory people.
And Pizzagate and people
that's
are stupid.
Right.
They're just stupid.
Yes, people are stupid, and this is but it would people would be able to make.
How did they leak it?
You can't make this claim. It does. I mean, I'm going to send this to you so you can read every comment underneath this.
I don't care to
right
read stupid people.
Well,
what
you're
going
to see that. There's all kinds of
excuses. What could the Texans have done in this instance?
But what I'm doing,
there are a bunch of women that have claims against Deshaun Watson for sexual assault.
I'm disproving.
And Tony Busby is their lawyer. What does this have to do with the Houston Texans?
Yeah. You're going to lose. You're about to get dragged, John. You're about to get dragged.
It's so stupid. Why do you read that garbage? Why do you even care what that garbage says? That this is, this is what public, no, it's not what public opinion is.
You
everybody
know
that I talk to out there is like, what an idiot.
You
want to
know why
is.
When I read this? Because I want to know what the dynamics of this are, what this case is up against, what people are saying. What I was saying was the one about the Texans want to make him look bad so he plays. That doesn't make sense that you do it to a fan. No, don't get upset. I'm just telling you what
I'm
they are.
The Texans want to make him look bad. How did they do this in this instance? That's what my
I'm
question
not
is.
Saying
no, I don't want to know. I want to know. But that the Texans. Okay, what is the explanation of how the Texans are making him look bad in this instance?
That they are the ones who are behind this.
How behind this? How?
I don't know. I don't know. That's, don't argue.
That's the question. How are they behind it? Did they set the girls up?
All right. Three women in 36 hours. Women do themselves a disservice by allowing to be used this way.
How is that the
one
Texan?
May be credible, and two staged, but two staged, hence a problem. Here, this woman says, Robin Young says, forcing him to perform a sexual act, if it wasn't rape, why didn't she refused to perform a sexual act. A man tried to force me to perform a sexual act, and believe me, he regretted it. I bet my teeth marks are still on him.
Ooh.
Well, that's what
yikes.
Robin said.
Wow. Yeah. I don't want to. I don't know. Do not mess with. Do not do what Deshaun did. But where is that the Texans? How? I just want to know. How in the world have the Texans set this up? Did they do?
Your reaction to this is the same reaction a lot of people have. Don't you have someone in your family who does conspiracy theories?
Yes, my daughter.
And this
no, but she's grown. No,
this has she grown
she
out
was,
of it.
She grew up and she realized. Well, I'm not. You know what? I'm not 16 anymore, and I don't believe in those things.
This is the reaction you're having is a normal reaction.
When a 16-year-old girl says stuff like this, I go, okay, I get it. But when grown people have a conspiracy theory that the Houston Texans are somehow behind Deshaun Watson's sexual assault case, it just doesn't make any sense.
Can I tell you some other ones? See how you do with them? You clearly aren't doing good with that one. Nor do I. I mean, you shouldn't get upset. That's obviously dumb.
It's ridiculous.
Here's another one that's obviously dumb. Oh, you can still trade him for whatever you want. Oh, and the other thing was, this conspiracy, I didn't finish that one. It goes, Deshaun comes back to Houston. The Texans say they back him, and then they call the dogs off with Tony. They get everything settled, and Deshaun comes out looking like a good guy because all the cases get dropped. So that's how the Texans – that's how Deshaun goes back to Houston conspiracy works. The Deshaun gets traded one works like this. The Texans do that, and you make a comment, like I say, they're hurting their own leverage. They don't have leverage, and that's the truth. Their leverage is gone now. Yeah. That's the truth. But the conspiracy theorists say, no, it's not. They can still get whatever they want, and this is just a way for them to get their shots at him, knowing that they're still going to get whatever they want. But usually it's mostly Deshaun comes back to the Texans. But they want to make him bad, headed out the door, is one conspiracy theory. Neither one of these makes sense. How about this one? Now deal with this one. See what you do with this one. This is the one that's a little trickier. The morals clause, and I brought this up during the show, or actually somebody else brought it up, and I thought about it, and I said that actually there is not merit to a conspiracy theory, but there is a morals clause in contracts. Could this wipe out Deshaun's signing bonus or even his contract? My problem with that would be you don't want to not have Deshaun under contract. He is a valuable commodity. Why would you not want him under contract?
The only asset you have, you don't want to let him go. You don't want to void his contract.
Okay, and here's the answer to this. The Texans, if he's going to set out anyway, now the Texans don't have to pay him.
Well, but the Texans don't have to pay him if he sits out anyway. Still have him under contract for 5 years if he sits out?
Will you admit that if the Texans set up Deshaun Watson, then they don't have to pay him because they're going
to
get his money
taken? They don't have to pay him anyway if he sits out.
Will you admit that this is part of a setup by the Texans so that they don't have to pay Deshaun?
No, they don't have to pay him anyway.
Will you admit that there's possibility that the conspiracy theorists are right and that this is a big setup
again,
how did
they set it up?
Who is a neighbor of Tony Busby?
What did they do? Did they pay Tony Busby to find women and pay them to make false claims? How did the Texans set this up?
TA says,
I want to know.
I agree. This conspiracy theory is as stupid as a rigged presidential election. Let me tell you something. This whole country is now completely run on conspiracy theories across the board.
It's unbelievable.
Across the board. So the Deshaun conspiracy theory. However, with everything that you're saying, John, I do not believe that the Texans are involved in this. Now, if you ask me, did the Texans know that this was coming? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Because did you hear whispers like the Texans had some stuff potentially on D-Hop? I heard that.
Yes, but D-Hop.
I heard it got real quiet.
But you heard what the D-Hop stuff was.
Yeah.
There was real stuff out there.
Yeah, there was real stuff out there. I heard.
Well, but you know what they did? They got out of them.
But it was.
If it was the case with the Texans,
it wasn't
don't
criminal.
You think they would have gotten out of Deshaun?
But there was a concern. D-Hop got real quiet when Michael Irvin tried to start jumping in.
Yeah.
D-Hop got real quiet after that. And behind the scenes, there was a thought, not necessarily with the Texans, but people in another thought, there was nuclear weapons pointed in both directions, and the Texans made sure, maybe Bill O'Brien made sure, whoever, that, hey, Hop, we got some stuff too.
Yeah, right.
So I do think that teams who have their own security details and a lot of things that happen with police are not, you know, everyone thinks that police are automatically taken. Police sit on a lot of stuff.
Yep. All right, let's break it there because we're up against it. 7:13.
When we come back, we're going to tell you all the dirty secrets that police have sat on about professional. No.
Yeah, next. That. Right here on ESPN 97.5. Right now, though, I got to talk about my bookie. What? Hey, the tournament is here. People, if you're looking for the best way to play and win and get paid, this is the time to get to mybookie.ag, promo code radio. They will match right now up to $1,000. And they got the bracket contest. You got to do it right away. A chance of $10,000 in cash. It's only a dollar to enter. Do it this morning, right now. Go to mybookie.ag, promo code. Oh, bet. 975. It's not promo code radio. It's bet 975. Promo code BET975, and they will secure a deposit bonus of up to $1,000. You got the tournament, baby. You want to bet on it. You love these games. The only way to watch and have fun is to watch these games. College ball, NBA, NHL, everything. In-game betting. You can bet after the game starts. You can bet at halftime. You can bet anytime. Anything, anytime, anywhere with my bookie. Promo code BET975.
Get low when the whistle goes. Wheel. Fun. ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Who put out there Deshaun Watson for Texans jersey with Bill Cosby's face on him? Who did that?
I don't know. That popped up yesterday. I'm like, this is terrible. Like, seriously, what if... Okay, let me flip this around. What if you were friends with Deshaun Watson? How would you feel about this, about Deshaun being judged? And I'm just throwing a devil's advocate here thing.
I think you're like...
How would you feel about it? About Deshaun already being judged as in a meme about being mentioned with Bill Cosby, who drugged and raped women. Way different than what we're getting here.
Yeah, no. I think you'd be like, well, hell, Deshaun. I think you'd be pissed and you'd be like, man, people, you suck.
If Twitter Deshaun sucks, told you, I didn't suck. Do any of this stuff, y'all you suck, would believe him. You believe know, your friend.
If Deshaun said he didn't do any of this stuff, and yet there's more and more people coming. No, I know my friends have flaws. I don't know about this.
But if he said, I'm telling you, I didn't do any of this stuff. This is a cash grab. This girl, I went to her. You know, if he said this girl was an Instagram girl, she wanted money in advance, blah blah blah. And I'm not. I'm doing a hypothetical. So don't.
Right.
But if he, you would have his back. You'd say, yeah, this. This would be your perspective, your initial perspective. Maybe that stuff is going on. I don't know. And maybe I know what it looks like, and it doesn't look good. And my perspective is, how does this affect the Houston? Somebody said you guys did a great job with handling that topic yesterday. Thought we were relatively careful with how we did it, because there is not, while still looking at two different sides of it, because we did try to look at two different sides of it. And I'm trying to balance it out by going to Sean's side every once in a while with the hypothetical, because it's easy to do the other side. Yeah. And it's and I'm not, you know, if he's guilty of this stuff, he should pay a price. You should not, if we're going through a Me Too movement because of bad actors on the men's side who have no respect for women, which has been a problem in our society for years and years.
Right,
and years.
Right.
So it needs to be taken care of. However, Deshaun Watson does still need to have his opportunity to defend himself.
So, no, absolutely. And if I was his friend, you know, when he called, the ringtone would be, we're going to do that butt thing. That's what, see, that's
when we got that,
as a friend.
Remember when Dustin said, you guys did a great job of handling this yesterday. That was yesterday when he sent that in.
Well,
that wasn't today.
That's what friends do. Okay.
Indy Kalu said he heard this was coming a couple months ago, is what Kenny says.
Well, if the Texans knew about it,
why in the world?
Why wouldn't they have traded him?
Why aren't you just pushing him out the door?
Yeah. Why wouldn't you have traded him? I don't believe that. I don't believe
this is what I don't believe.
If I was the Texans, especially with Easterby and Cal and Casario walks in and goes, man, we're gonna have this. Let's get what we can for him. And people right now don't know anything about it. They're going to give us the world. The Bears would have given up the world for him. Why would you not? Why would you not trade him if you knew about it?
I don't think people in NFL circles knew. So other than if the Texans knew, here's something. If the Texans knew about this a couple months ago, boy, how would they have looked at
it?
Try
so
to deal
funny.
Him and then it comes out.
Deshaun didn't do anything.
I got John reading the comments.
Houston, we have a they just trying to F up his career.
That's just, right. Your
it's
idea
so
that everyone has turned.
People react
your idea
to these
that
things.
Everyone has just turned
Listen,
on Deshaun
I don't know if
is
Deshaun
not accurate.
Did it. I don't know if he didn't. I don't know. But I do know. I do know this. This doesn't make – there's zero sense in that the Texans had anything involved in this. There's zero, zero, zero sense.
Right.
It would have, some validity would have been added to it if they were involved and got rid of him before the news came out. You don't hold on to him if you're trying to do this.
No, because you would have gotten rid of him, and then this would have come out, and you go,
that's what I was telling you. Well, I know, and people, and the conspiracy theorists would have said the Texans are behind this, and they would have.
But behind
it's hard
what?
To argue
they,
it now.
The only thing that you could say is they knew about it. How are they behind it?
Actually, we have got to stop. You're right. We got to stop arguing with conspiracy theories.
No, this is you.
I know. It's a self-realization. I get so mad about all these conspiracy theories out there. I have since the first one I remember hearing was 9/11 truthers that we blew up the building ourselves and all this. I mean, we've seen planes go in. I honestly said, wait, what?
Yeah.
It was detonated. And a series of bombs were put in there to detonate it, and blah, blah, blah.
What was the school that got the
Sandy Hook?
Sandy Hook. And those parents, I was one of those parents, I would have killed whoever said that. Yeah, I would have killed whoever said that.
Alex Jones, we have got to, seriously, we have got to stop arguing with conspiracy theory people. But as long as you have Twitter, it spreads really, really quickly. I mean, you know, the election stuff, the Pizzagate stuff, every theory can spread like wildfire now through social media. Every conspiracy theory. This one, I don't mind people having theories about. I don't think it's crazy. It's not brand new to say, hold on a second. Here's a guy from Clemson. One guy said this. Here's a guy we never heard a peep about him from Clemson. And I can understand this. People say, okay, so we never heard anything about him from Clemson. We never hear about him for the first 4 years of his career. Not one thing. He's been a model citizen in the public. We've never heard one incident of a bad issue. The Texans have never said that. There's never even been whispers that have made it to public about Deshaun doing anything wrong. But all of a sudden, this happens out of nowhere. I can understand why there would be a credibility issue for some people. And then it's Tony Busby, a guy who's a me, look at me guy. I could see where some people would say, doesn't smell right. I get that. I totally get that.
Well, I don't know. I could see now where they'd go, well, now it's piling. Where are these women coming from? Unless it's a serial thing. I don't know. We can't judge from, again, no, none of us have any information. None. So let's let it play out. Let's see. It's going to be ugly, though. I'm going to tell you that right now for Deshaun. If this goes to trial, everything's going to be public knowledge. Woo!
He doesn't want – well, that's just – a lot of that's not going to even be against the law. It's just going to – they're already putting the freaky stuff in the details.
Yeah, I know.
And then Tony Busby says, you can get these – it's open act here in Texas. Yeah. You can just file – he wants them out.
Oh, yeah, he wants it out. Let's get TJ in here. Is this Father TJ?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
No, not Father
TJ. Thank God. I do not want Father TJ calling.
Father TJ, do not call about this. Go ahead, TJ.
I just got it. Two quick questions. One, I understand the conspiracy theory because out of all the lawyers in Houston, how did Tony Busby get it? And then also, if this is a pattern, wouldn't there be some kind of criminal charges? Wouldn't you want criminal charges attached to this? Or because everything right now is just a civil lawsuit.
Right.
But you would want criminal charges to press.
Well, I don't know.
A real issue.
I think you're assuming that there might not be. I mean, you know what? If details come out in court, in a civil suit, I'm not sure she's got to be willing to press charges and go through a criminal trial and do all of that. But I think you're assuming that there won't be. There just might be. There just might that come out of this. You never know when the police get. They don't. I would assume that the police have not heard word one about this. I'm assuming it.
Yeah, I'm saying also, if you're so distraught and PTSD from what you went through, I wasn't there, don't nobody know, but wouldn't you go to the police too as well, be like, hey, I want to press charges against this guy. Not only I'm not going to file a lawsuit, I want to press charges as well. Or you can't do both at the same time. I don't know.
I don't know.
It all like that. And also, I got two letters before I hang up. OJ.
OJ. Two letters. OJ.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I mean, OJ
got off.
It's not great. For, well, Not in a civil.
That's the letters you want to throw out there.
Deshaun doesn't want OJ attached to this.
No. Or Bill Cosby.
No. OJ's is the worst thing he could hear right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. That's the common refrain when this topic comes up. Why don't you go to the police? I mean, there have been studies about why women decide not to do it.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not an expert, but it's not an uncommon thing. Women don't want to go through the process of going to the police.
A criminal trial.
Yeah.
Literally,
there is something to gain here for them. Some money.
Yeah.
Some recompense. There is nothing to gain when they're dragged through the mud in a criminal trial. Oh, and they get dragged through the mud.
Yeah. 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 Well, they could get dragged through the mud here too.
But at least there's something at the end for them.
We had the caller yesterday.
Money
going through. I guess he had a friend who somehow knows one of the alleged women. I don't know. We had the caller talking about how all of a sudden you're a mother too, but before you were doing all the stuff on Instagram. Right. That's barely anything, and there's already digging in. So I could see why you don't want. To deal with a criminal case when everyone will probably know your name at some point.
All right, 727 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. If you would like to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5, you are more than welcome to do that, to hang with us here. I want to talk right now about, hey, what are you doing on April 9th and 10th? The BTR Cajun Throwdown is ready to party with you at Good Old Days Fairgrounds in Hitchcock. I've been there. It's fun. The crawfish is excellent. The entertainment lineup, better than ever before. Whiskey Myers, that's going to be the main act on that Saturday night. Wayne Toops, if you Cajun, and you're going to want to go see Wayne Toops because you're going to love some Wayne Toops. Jamie Bergeron, Frank Foster, many more. It's a family-type atmosphere. You enjoy activities, Zydeco dancing, crawfish eating contest, and an exciting kids zone. You can get your tickets at BTRCajunThrowdown.com. That's BTRCajunThrowdown.com. That's April 9th and 10th. It's powered by Budweiser, Mac Vibe Services, and Out to Ditch Crawfish. It's going to be great fun. I've been there. We had a great time with Tiny. We're going to see Wayne Toops, too, by the way. We're going to go, and we're going to go see Wayne Toops. It's fun. It's BTRCajunThrowdown.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 if you've got any thoughts. The NFL has started its investigation of this whole Deshaun thing, so we'll see. I'm sure the NFL is in on it too, if the Texans are. So, for those of you just joining us, I'm kidding. So the Texans have waived Brian Anger, right? Their punter. How is it that Kaimi Fairbairn still has a job? It's beyond me. It's beyond comprehension how Kaimi Fairbairn still has a job. And also Darren Fells. Darren Fells gone. Darren Fells was there was another one with an older How about Darren Fells? What did he even see the field last year? Darren Fells was non-existent last year.
He disappeared.
And after he had himself a pretty nice year. You know, he was a piece. He was a cog the year before. All of a sudden, they were doing a lot of RPO and hitting Darren Fells. Well, in that one game against the Titans, that was pleasing to the eye. But then he just every single move Bill O'Brien made could not have been worse. Could not have been worse. Darren Fells was just he was non-existent last year. I mean, you can't. And Nick Caserio comes in and goes, wow, why would you give this money to this guy?
Right.
Why would you give this punter this money? I can't understand how Kaimi Fairbairn, with his average and what he has done here, how he's still on the roster at $4 million a year. How in the world are you paying that kicker $4 million? And it just is beyond amazing that Bill O'Brien was Joe DiMaggio. He had 56 consecutive wrong decisions. I mean, honestly, how could you possibly make all of these wrong moves?
I mean, it's not a lot, but if they cut Kyemri, if they cut him, it would cost them an extra $50K. Yeah,
so what?
They're not going to.
Beat it.
No, they're not. But what's the purpose?
Oh.
Because it makes you feel
better?
No,
but... Yes, because I don't want to see him miss any more extra points.
They're going to. I don't think you're going to have to worry about extra points this year.
Oh, that's true. What about field goals in big
situations?
He's actually
much better at field goals than extra points. When it's 40 and beyond, he's actually much better than inside of 40. I'm kind of joking, but kind of not. He'll get cut after two. I mean, look, in 2022, dead cap 1.5, cap figure 4.3. He's a goner. This is his last year as a Houston Texan. Let it play out.
What is Kyemri Fairbairn missing an extra point going to mean to the season
it's
anyway?
Not mean
in fact, you
good.
Like him.
Good.
You like him to miss kicks,
you're
actually.
Kind of right. You're kind of right.
You want him to miss kicks.
He's a victor. He's Kyemri Oladipo.
Yes. Kyemri Oladipo. Come on now. Needs to stay. Shut up, John. Unless he goes off like. But even every once in a while, Kyemri will go off with a 5 field goal performance like Oladipo had his 34 or whatever. Yeah, that's going to happen from time to time.
Uh-huh.
Didn't have an impact on the game, nor will Kyemri Fairbairn.
Mm hmm.
Over under on Texans wins this year, 6.5.
I think I went under.
John, we had 6.5?
Yeah, you're over.
Is that the under over, the real under over?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm low. Are you kidding?
No.
No, that's a lie.
I don't think there is one on the Texans. You can't have it out. I think when it comes out, it'll be 5.5.
Because
you don't know what's going to happen with Deshaun.
Ooh, ooh. Well, even still, with Deshaun, they won 4 games.
Can they win with, I know, can they win with Tyrod Taylor, though? Well, they got some different moves. I guess you didn't hear about Justin McCray signing as a guard.
I don't guess you didn't hear. He might not make the team.
Maybe you didn't hear a guy who didn't play football last year, Justin Pugh, is going to be a center Justin Britt.
Yeah.
I guess you didn't hear about the big signing with Terrence Mitchell. That's actually a good signing for the Texans.
Actually, he's a starter.
That's their best signing so far.
He's
a starter. I guess you didn't hear Vernon Hargreaves coming back.
I'm starting to question. Well, I mean, what are you going to do? Every day, just cut the whole team.
No, Nick has to just, there's nothing he can do.
You know what? He's kind of.
That's why you need draft picks.
He's got to, kind of like Tony Busby, he's got to let the bloodletting out little by little by little. You know what I'm saying?
He could go red wedding on this thing and just dice the whole thing up. But he kind of has. If you look at their signings, you know, they've got like 8 signings. They've already done, they've done some of the most signings of anybody in football. I mean, they're trying to get it. They're going to have a kick-ass cover team on kickoff and punt returns.
Boy, oh, my gosh.
They're just full of
special teams. Well, it's a third of the game, Lance, okay? And they are going to lead the world in special teams.
They're going to, let me tell you, punt cover team and kick return team has never been more busy than this year, probably. Yeah. They'll be returning kicks and covering punts a lot.
That's...
Make sure those two teams are on
Jack
point.
Jack Fox was at my house this week. I was like, Jack, you got to thank Rice. You went to the perfect place. He punted 80 times last year at Rice. I was like, Jack, you could not have gone to a better place than Rice. 80 punts. He led the nation in a number of punts.
I know.
And so you got to show your wares.
Yeah.
If you're a punter, you don't want to go to a play. You're not going to Alabama. You get on the field twice.
I had Jack. His tape took so long to load because there was so much. And I'm like, man, forget
this. You want to go to Rice where you punt.
Brother Bear says, nope, not reading R. Kelly tweets. That's not happening. If you're telling me that Deshaun has 85% support locally, I see no way they can build a jury locally may have to move the venue. Does the civil work is differently. I used to know this. I don't know it anymore, but didn't you take some law school classes?
Yeah.
How does the civil different than the, a criminal court?
In which way? Well, first of all, it can be you don't need a jury. You can have the judge might you can decide whether it's a judge
right.
And criminal as well. I mean, if they decide that's going to happen. But they also
who makes that decision?
But it's also it's not without beyond a reasonable doubt. It's just you could be in favor 51-49, and then you could lessen the amount that the plaintiffs have to pay, whatever the case may be. You don't. It's totally different than a criminal trial. You don't have to have a preponderance of evidence. All you have to do is win. And it could be, again, by 51% to 49%. I believe that. So you're going to get some money. That's all. It is different. So no, there doesn't have to be a jury. No, you could do it. The judge could decide it. Both sides will decide that anyway.
Now, I went through and read all three.
If I'm Deshaun, I want a jury.
Yeah.
Trial by jury. Because I don't know a judge is going to be swayed by Rusty Harden nearly as well as a jury is.
Rusty's going to be strong. It'll be interesting. I also think that, so I read all three that have been filed so far. I went and found them on Scribd and read all three. You know, the wording is there in there such that this is not as lawyer speak as most are.
No.
Tony
he writes plainly.
Yeah, and what he also is setting up, like some of it is also easy to recognize what he's doing. He gets in for minimal, it's in through the door for minimal compensation, but then it's pain and suffering, and that's where you get the big windfall. Sure. And so he makes a point in his writing of how these people have been devastated. They question themselves that they were at fault.
Absolutely. I mean,
the wording is such where he is trying to establish there's been pain and suffering.
Yes.
Which, you know, immediately, the cynic in you says, look at the way he's writing this about the pain and suffering. But from a legal, anytime there are civil,
if you're the lawyer, that's what you have to do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Right. So you have to take that into account. But I read all three accounts. They're actually very similar. And actually, a lot of the wording at the beginning is very similar. It's almost like, you know, there's a template that Tony uses. It's if you go back and read it, it's pretty interesting how he frames the beginning. I would think that he would want to make them as unique as possible to show a pattern as opposed to making it look like it's a, okay, you come in, we got the beginning knocked out, and then you tell the middle part. Like that, I wouldn't want that, you know, I would try to poke a hole at that if I were Rusty, and maybe Rusty will, like, mom, look at this. Almost looks like a skeleton sign-up page. But,
right.
But the details that are in there, you know, once you see the details and you envision it, it just feels different. It feels more real. Let me put it that way. If you haven't gone and read any of them, then it's just different. But here's something that we had one guy say this. You know, you and I saying it doesn't make any sense for the Texans to be involved, and it doesn't. But what his point is he says, where is he? Where is this guy? He says, Robert says, you guys say that wouldn't make any sense. A lot about this franchise that they do doesn't make any sense. I mean, that's true.
But
Nick Caserio came in.
But again, how in the world did they coerce women to come forward? Did they urge Tony? Did they feed Tony Busby? I mean, what the hell did they do?
Here's something coming in. You can't move a civil case based on a tainted jury. It's where the act occurred.
Yeah.
And any side can ask for a jury by trial.
Right.
So it's going to be trial by jury.
Probably. I would imagine if I'm Deshaun or Rusty Harden, I'm saying, yeah, I want a jury.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and it won't, you know, Tony Busby thinks, well, they'll love me because I'm Tony Busby and I was a Marine.
Mm-hmm.
But... and my mom drove a bus. What?
Well, you think his opening statement?
Yeah, I don't even know what a show
absolutely.
Was like. Absolutely.
He's the everyman.
Gentlemen of the jury, I come to you not just as a lawyer. I come to you as a Marine, an ex-recon Marine.
What?
Recon Marine with a mother who is a butcher or a father, mother who is a school teacher. Let me tell you about some of the things I've done first before we get to this this other thing. You think he'll open like that?
Yeah. Here, before we listen, enough about Deshaun. Let's talk about me.
Have you seen my jet?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, let's talk about, do you know how I got here today? In my Mercedes. Okay. So just so y'all know, okay? I mean, Tony, stop making it about you. This ain't he's going to have his press conference today, boy. Goodness gracious, Tony. This is about Deshaun and these women, okay? It's not about the Marines. It's not about school buses. Or something, whatever. 742 ESPN 97.5. 703-780-3776. The tournament starts today. Are you excited?
Yeah. It started yesterday.
Well, yeah, kind of. Well, TTS.
Could you wager on it? Yes. It started yesterday.
Wait a minute. If you can wager on it, then it started.
NIT started as well.
Why? Yes. You're a sick person.
No, I'm just telling you. Those are playing games don't count as tournament.
Are you betting on?
That's 11.
Are you betting
seeds.
On NFL preseason games?
That's 11.
Are you betting on Major League spring games?
Definitely is.
Yeah. What?
No.
Definitely is.
I think it's curious when you read what the Astros lineup is
going to
be.
Oh, curious,
one day.
Huh? Yes. Curious is the word.
And I'm like, huh. -170 is like being a 3-point favorite in basketball, or 4-point favorite. They should have been in basketball. The Astros would have been like an 8.5-point dog or 9-point dog in basketball. It's -170, and then they lose 8-2, 8-3. Whatever.
Whatever.
Who cares? No one's paying attention to that.
743. You know what
I doubt they even let you bet on that.
They're been paying attention to Craig DeSurf is what they're doing.
Well, you should be. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC is in Angleton. And he's got some awesome offers available for you. I always love telling you about the person and the dealership and things like that, because I think that is a huge part of it. You can get, you know, these deals, or you can get these vehicles in a lot of different places, but you can't always get these deals in a lot of different places. And that's why I think it's pretty important to take a look at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. They've got so many different specials and opportunities in terms of dealer. They're called dealer programs, where you get the dealer cash back and cash allowances. But what really separates them is service, selection. They give you more for your trade-in value. When you're having service done at the vehicles, the way that they treat you, and you get the rental, you get the loaner car for in most cases, it's just such a great opportunity to deal with a company who doesn't put the high-pressure sales tactics on you. And that's one of the reasons I feel so comfortable about telling people to go get a Chevy, a Buick, a GMC, any of the great vehicles. Go to LanceZCars.com, pick out which one you want, and start the process. Start the car buying process right there through their text function or through their chat function, and you'll see what a difference they make at Chevy, Buick, GMC, right there, Gulf Coast, out in Angleton.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Dante Moncrief, the former Patriots wide receiver, is a Houston Texan. Surprise, a former Patriot is a Houston Texan.
Drafted by the Colts. I wanted to say, wasn't he a year with the did he spend a year with the Steelers? Was he with the Steelers at all?
I didn't even realize.
I forgot he was even a Patriot.
Yeah, he was a Patriot.
Last year. He played six games last year for the Patriots with a total of one reception.
So he's kind of a Patriot receiver.
But he was also a Steeler and a Panther last year, too, I think.
Oh, my gosh.
Just a Patriot last year.
With the Colts, he made some plays.
He was okay in the second year, but a drop-off since.
Yeah.
He was hurt a lot.
He's probably a starter for the Texans.
He wasn't great as a Colt. Hmm. He was okay.
He was okay.
He made some plays against the Texans.
One year he had 733 yards receiving. Every other year he had 400 or 300.
He did catch.
And he had 400 and 280 of them came against the Texans.
I would like to point out, continuing the trend, he did have his career total for touchdown receptions in 2016.
Yeah, John remembers.
2016.
Seven. Magical year.
Big 7 16. Touchdowns.
5 years ago now.
Uh-huh. So he's played with Indianapolis, Mark Jacksonville, Ingram, Carolina.
David Johnson.
Dante Moncrief.
Indianapolis, Jacksonville,
Kirksey.
Carolina, Pittsburgh, and now New England. This is his fifth team.
Yeah.
He's 27 years old.
Justin Britt, 2016.
I'm sure
guys.
He had a great year in 2016.
So this is who they signed, okay?
Oh, I'm sure he's his sixth team.
So, on top of Vernon Hargraves and Farrell Brown.
You'll recognize a name. It doesn't even mean he'll make the team.
No. They signed Tyrod Taylor. Linebacker Tay Davis, another special teamer. They're going to be fighting for a job. Christian Kirksey, Malik Collins, Mark Ingram, Camu Grugier-Hill.
Malik Collins will be a starter.
Malik Collins will be, probably, although he was awful with the Raiders last year. Justin Britt, Tavier Thomas, he's a corner. Derek Rivers, Andre Roberts, a bunch of special teamers, Justin McCray, Ryan Izzo, who's a tight end, safety Terrence Brooks, Kevin Pierre-Louis, who's a linebacker, defensive tackle Vince Taylor. They traded.
Oh, they signed Vince Taylor?
Yeah.
With
Brown, former Brown, right?
Well, Vince Valentine was a former Patriot, but I think Vince
Taylor too.
I think Vince Taylor may have been.
Taylor was a former Dolphin.
A Dolphin.
Bill, what's the same?
And Brown.
And Brown, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember with the Browns.
Okie State.
Marcus Cannon, defensive end Shaq Lawson, linebacker Joe Thomas, cornerback Terrence Mitchell, and cornerback Desmond King.
Oh, they got Desmond?
Look at this.
When did the Texans get Desmond King?
I didn't see it either.
I believe.
A 1-year contract. Get this. Here's the player news. I know. Here's the player news on Desmond King. This has gone well under the radar. King has been one of the best slot corners since entering the NFL as a fifth rounder in 2015. He was traded from the Chargers to the Titans during their playoff push last year and will settle for another prove-it scenario this year. It's unclear why the league is down on King compared to the outside narrative around him. For the Texans, it's their first free agent signing that definitely moves the needle.
He was an all-pro in 18.
Houston was a sieve in the secondary last year. King at least plugs up the slot reasonably well. That's the source is Adam... the source for the signing is from Adam Schefter. But this comes in player news on NBC Sports. And I don't know who wrote that about Desmond King.
So he plays nickel. Plays nickel.
He'll be in the slot. There you go.
Well, slot or safety. He's one of those big, he's like a nickel safety who can play. It depends on the matchup. He's got tremendous, he is a ball hawk. This is what I wrote about him. 4-year starter, played more than 94%
he was at
of
Iowa.
Iowa's defensive snaps over his four years.
He was a good player there.
Played over 94% of their snaps over 4 years.
He won the Thorpe Award there.
That's insane. Yeah. Football instincts are off the charts. Focused quarterback reader who overlaps in other coverage areas to make plays. Pattern reader with the anticipation to keep him ahead of the route. Creates unique angles to throws, allowing for top ball production. Obsessed with getting the football. Had 14 interceptions in college and 29 in high school. That kind of ball hawk is when you had 29 interceptions, like that's an innate skill that you have. He's just not fast. He's not a guy who has very good speed.
That's good.
That's the knock on him. And he's kind of a thick-built guy.
Yeah, no,
thickly built guy.
He's 5'10", 200.
But he's what they wanted Eric Murray to be.
Yeah.
Desmond King is what they wanted. And Desmond King is looking at this like, this is why. No one will come to Houston. Yes, they will. If they got the money, Desmond's like, okay, the market's not paying what I want. I'll take my 1 year with Houston, and I'm getting some money next year. Have you noticed how many of these deals across the league are one-year deals?
Well, it's smart by the agents because the salary cap's going well.
I'm assuming that's what it is, right? Yeah, that's not the new trend.
There's going to be a ton of one-year contracts.
Well, the one agent was very vocal about it all being bullcrap. David Kanter. He does a lot of work based in South Florida, I believe. So he does a lot of work with the Dolphins. He wrote about how, the new TV deal comes out and all this money they're making, but the NFL decided to suppress the cap this year, screwing over players. Mm-hmm. So... this is what he wrote. Nothing like announcing $110 billion in new TV deals a week after setting the first down salary cap in 10-plus years. So many players are being screwed by lack of money and cap space while owners get richer and richer and richer. So, yeah. And he's one of the guys whose clients have been adversely affected. I think he may be the agent for Matt Skura, the center that the Dolphins signed, who was a Pro Bowler in 19, had a big-time injury, fought back to come back, didn't have a great 2020. I think he's making, for 1 year, it's like $1.75 million for a starting center.
Wow. I mean, the teams have all the leverage here. Plus, they can legitimately point to, look, we don't have a lot of cap room. It's just the way it is this year.
Mm-hmm.
Which is going to make it tough, except for the fact that you'd rather have that player in the door on your team so that you have a chance to at least get with them, stay with them, work with the agent so that you... Because, like, if Desmond King is a good player for the Texans, then Nick Caserio can be working with the agent to say, look, we want to make him a priority next year.
Did you guys see? Well, here's where the salary cap is going. The salary cap next year looks like it's going to be $203 million. In 2023, It's going to be 225 in 2024, $256 million.
That's why
in just 4 years, it's going up from 182 to 256.
Yeah, and 182 is the outlier because of COVID.
$74 million is going up. Mm-hmm. That's huge.
That's why they got the deal done.
So did you see for Dak Prescott? Did you see the new television deal?
I did.
Guess who's out?
I didn't see anybody out.
DirecTV's out.
Oh, DirecTV is out.
Sunday Ticket on DirecTV.
We got our memo from NFL. It looked like, because every broadcast entity, I just assumed DirecTV was in. So where does Sunday Ticket then?
It doesn't say. There is no Sunday Ticket on DirecTV.
There's got to be a Sunday Ticket. You got to be able to see all the games.
Well, no.
Well, they don't know where they're going. They're out. 2022. DirecTV is out.
They're out.
Oh, this could be I'm telling you right now. I don't know. Maybe that
ESPN
helps.
Plus streaming is the new home. Who already has ESPN Plus streaming?
I do.
This guy.
I got the bundle.
All you sheep that have gotten DirecTV.
Sheep.
Guess what?
But aren't they going to make you pay extra? So you're still going to have to pay extra.
Yeah, I'm still not going to get it. I don't care. I go to a bar and watch.
Yeah, what do you
so
care?
I can drink.
No, if you pay for the streaming. It's going to make a difference.
You pay for DirecTV and you got to pay for that.
ESPN Plus is like a PSL.
Yeah.
You have the right to buy this Conor McGregor fight for $74. Mm-hmm. You have the right to buy NFL Sunday
Just get
ticket.
The bundle, the Disney Plus. Huh? Get the Disney Plus bundle. That's what I have, the Disney Plus bundle. Hulu ESPN Plus bundle. Huh? Great deal.
Hulu is on it?
Yeah.
By the way, did you see Lance?
So guess what? Monday Night Football, flex games.
That's good.
Flex.
You see what Thursday is?
Thursday is going to be Amazon.
It's Prime. It's going to be on TV as well. But you can also stream it on Prime.
Yeah. ESPN, and there's going to be more doubleheaders. Rather than just 17, there's going to be 23 games with a Monday Night Football doubleheader with one of the games airing on ABC.
Why am I not going to cut cord now?
Yeah, and why wouldn't you? I've done it.
ESPN and ESPN and ABC are getting two Super Bowls in 26 and 2030. Which they didn't have before.
And the 17-game schedule is locked in.
And the 17-game schedule is going to be a thing. Yep.
Which makes sense because now the salary cap is going to be going up and players are going to be making a lot more money too. So there's going to be more compensation
as
well.
Yes. Oh, man, players are I don't know. I don't want to speak for players because somebody will come out, this is the worst deal ever. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say you guys are going to make money.
All the players sound like that too.
Yep, they do.
in my experience, when I run into an NBA player, this is the worst deal. They sound exactly like your impression.
No. That's a cap expert.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or a collective bargaining agreement expert. This is the worst deal anybody ever signed, brother. 757 ESPN 97.5. Well, you know what?
I didn't know the Macho Man was part of the collective.
You know what's the best deal anyone? Yeah. The best deal anyone ever signed when they signed a deal with Chastain Ford.
Oh yeah,
yeah, brother. Listen, if you're signing with Chastain Ford, it means you're part of the Chastain family. I'm part of the Chastain family, and I love being part of the Chastain. And you know what? I ain't never leaving the family. Okay. Well, I'm Italian. I don't leave the family. And listen, Chastain Ford, I don't know. I don't think they're Italian too much, but here's the deal. It's like an Italian family. You never want to leave the Italian family because family is the most important thing in the world. That's right. And that's the most important thing. It really is. When I was talking to Patrick about that, he was serious. He was like, dude, we don't add on. All the other dealerships, they won't let you buy online. They just won't. You've got to come into the dealership because they have to upsell you. And we don't upsell. We don't have any dealer add-ons. What you want is what you get. And what we're trying to do is get you in the best place for you with your monthly payments. And that's what they do every month. And right now, it's Ford Truck Month. If you're looking for the F-Series, if you're looking for the Super Duty, if you're looking for the Transit Vans, if you're looking for whatever it is that you need for your business, or you just love that F-150 and you got to have it, and I got to tell you, the 2021 is unbelievable, then you got to get to Chastain Ford because they got the deals going on right now. You can buy online at ChastainFord.com. They'll even deliver it to your home, and you can test drive it, or you can get to the dealership. It's on 610 on Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown. It's Chastain Ford.
Do you ever wonder what ESPN 97.5 hosts talk about during the breaks? Well, now we have your
wrong answer.
I don't know why you got to do it with the FM. All you got to do is say earmuffs.
Just go to twitch.tv/ESPN975 for exclusive uncensored content.
Can you earmuff it for me?